welcome back, everybody. Time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, with the guy we lovingly call Mr. OC, John Gutierrez.
All right, everybody. Thank you once again for following us here on our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, and your vice president here. And with us today, we have another special guest with the Newport Beach Film Festival. Before I introduce them, I just want to remind everybody that we are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month and that we want to thank our sponsor of the month, which is Farmers and Merchants Bank, which is being brought to you today, the podcast show. At FNM Bank, we put purpose over profit and service above self. Ever since C.J. Walker founded the bank in 1907, some things will always be FNM Bank. So thank you, Farmers Merchant Bank, for supporting our Hispanic Heritage Month. And with that, I want to welcome to the show Stephanie Pichardo, right? Am I saying that right, Stephanie?
Yes, you got it.
And Travis Garcia. They are with the Newport Beach Film Festival, which is a night filled with cinema, red carpets, actors, and the best after parties. And that is true, folks. Latin Film Spotlight Night is one of the nights we're going to speak about today and get into it, which is an amazing night. I've been to it many times. A lot of fun. And of course, they're celebrating the Hispanic achievements in Hollywood. So welcome to the show, Stephanie and Travis.
Thank you, John. We're so excited to be here today. We are actually one day out from the festival. We kick off tomorrow, October 16th, and we are so excited to welcome everyone to join us. As you mentioned, our Latin night is on Monday, the 20th. So we have a wonderful red carpet and film that starts at 7:30, and then we get right into our after party. This is actually our 26th anniversary of the Newport Beach Film Festival. We celebrated our 25th year last year, which you were all there, the Chamber.
A lot of fun.
All of our community partners.
Is the party going to be at that nightclub again?
It is.
Yeah, so let's get into...
Give us the name of the nightclub.
Time Nightclub.
Time Nightclub. Let's get into tomorrow's the kickoff, right? Mm-hmm. Share with us, for anybody listening or viewing, what's the kickoff like, the opening day?
Yeah, we're incredibly excited. This year is the first time in a while that we're actually going to have a event prior to the opening night film. That is our awards chatter with Jacob Elordi. He's going to be coming out for his role in Frankenstein, doing a talk with the Hollywood Reporter, Scott Feinberg. As soon as that event is over, the opening night film is going to be starting. Opening night this year is Blue Moon, that was directed by Richard Linklater. And this year, we're also going to be having a short film titled They. It is Renee Zellweger's directorial debut, so we're very excited to have that film.
That's a big name right there.
Is she going to be there?
Yeah, she will be there. She's going to be walking the red carpet. She's going to do a quick intro before the film as well. So we're really excited.
Opening night is a lot of fun because after the film ends, we all head over to Fashion Island to the courtyard where we have our big after party at 9:30 p.m. So we have about
restaurants galore,
25 restaurants, all of our liquor sponsors, entertainment, desserts, all sorts of fun stuff, music. We have a little VIP lounge. So that's probably our biggest after
party.
People
are dressed to the hilt. Just all dressed out.
Gowns, tuxedos, you name it.
It's a big deal. If you can't go up to Hollywood and go to the walk the red carpet there for the Academy Awards, this is the next best thing.
It really is.
And we still actually have some tickets left for tomorrow opening night. So I know a lot of you guys.
Hard to believe because it sells out every year.
We sell out pretty quick. A lot of you are familiar with our Lat Night, which is on Monday. We want to extend the invitation to join us for all of the other festivities, such as opening night. It's the best.
And how do the tickets work? Can you buy a ticket for every night or just for one night? And then do you have to buy another ticket for the party? How does it all work?
Yeah, so you actually can get an all-access pass to all the parties, all the films. But in case, let's say, your schedule's a bit full and that maybe there's a certain events that you want to go to or films, for the individual spotlights, you can do a film-only ticket, which just gives you access to the film, or you can do a film and party ticket, gets you access to the film, then the after party right after.
Who would not go to the party? That's the whole thing. You can go to see a film anywhere,
maybe,
but you got to go to the party.
Someone under 21. That's the only person that
could true.
So, just to be clear, it's Thursday to Thursday, which is October 16th, to October 23rd. And you're going to have films every day. And there's different nights that you have different, I guess you could say, themes?
Events. Too.
Okay.
Yeah. So every day we have a VIP Sunset Series pre-reception. which they're held at different hotels. We have wonderful partners like Vea, Pendry. We do one at Lido. They're always typically honoring a filmmaker or an actor. We have someone different every time. Then we go to the red carpet
public,
and film.
Can the public get into those too, those pre-party, or is that just for the films in the competition?
I do know like some All Access Pass does give you access to the VIP receptions, but those are capacity limited, so those tickets tend to go relatively quickly. Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I think also what maybe we haven't talked about in the past is as a chamber, as a Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we're always talking about how we're supporting businesses in the community. I think this event also helps so many businesses within the area. When you think about all the moving parts, I know Ruben, our president and CEO, always talks to Greg about, he's like, we do Estrella Awards one night. Your guys are doing an event.
And the economic impact.
It's every day for X amount of days. That's a lot of work. Yeah. But the impact, yes, in the economy, in the surrounding businesses, the restaurant, you just mentioned the beautiful.
Hotels.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where, as viewers, as listeners, don't forget you're also helping our community. You're making a difference. You're impacting our backyards of our businesses. So I think it's important that when you're buying a ticket, you're not just, first of all, great red carpet event. We love your red carpet events. Great job. The films are amazing, right? Because a lot of them, you're also getting a flavor of new upcoming either actors, producers, directors, people like that. And then you always have a really cool panel, right? You get to speak. They're usually there.
Yeah.
So there's the QA, right? Yes, Q&A. So that's another component. And then there's this amazing and amazing after parties every night at Time Club, right?
Yeah.
So you're getting a little bit of everything in one day. And so I encourage everybody listening and viewing to make sure you go out and support what the Newport Beach Film Festival is doing. Let's get into what we call Latin Night, which is October 20th, which is, of course, a really cool night because, again, you're supporting that particular community, right? Tell us a little bit about the film this year, who's involved, and share some of that, please.
Yeah, this year's Mexican Spotlight is Autos, Mota, y Rock and Roll, which translates to Rock, Weed, and Wheels.
Oh, did I think I heard what I... Okay, all right.
Rock, Weed, and Wheels, baby.
I think that's like Paul Roberts' days. In like the 1970s, right?
60s. Yeah.
60s. Is that 60s? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was born in the 70s. Okay, it's the 60s.
Yeah, the film was actually set in 1971. It's about the founding of one of the biggest music festivals in Mexico. Alejandro Spitzer is in the film. He's a really... Mexican actor. He's huge. It's a great time. I've been describing this movie to everyone as the Mexican Spinal Tap. It is a great time.
Oh, cool. Nice.
The first 20 minutes, I was like, this is perfect for us. Our audience is going
to
love this.
Are we going to turn it up to 11? Isn't that the line?
Oh, yeah.
They turn the speakers up to 11 and Spinal Tap.
Turn it up to 11.
Yeah. There we go.
So this film, what can people look forward to other than the three main things you mentioned right now?
What else is there? How much more do you need, John?
First of all, who doesn't love rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
I grew up listening to rock en español. My wife's a big fan of rock en español. Mm-hmm. So when I saw that in the clips of the film, I thought, oh, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
We won't talk about the other stuff. That's Paul Roberts. So what are you guys looking forward to that night? The red carpet, obviously the film.
Yeah. Has this film appeared anywhere else? It must have been another festival.
Yeah, it's been at a few other festivals, a couple in California, primarily in Mexico. I believe it's like launching in Mexican cinemas next month, I believe, or later this month. I'm not too sure.
Okay. What is the state of Mexican cinema? Because it's come and gone. It's had a time. It seems to be at a high moment. Mm-hmm. Got ending the series, a famous Hollywood director who started a Mexican director. I don't know if I saw his name right. Guillermo del Toro?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't he start in Mexican film and then graduate to whatever we call regular Hollywood here now?
Yeah, yeah, American cinema, whatever that means now. One of the biggest Mexican filmmakers working today. We're very excited to have Frankenstein closing this year's festival. Yeah. And
so how is Mexican filmmaking coming? Because for a long time, it was just telenovelas or whatever.
Yeah.
Now it seems
What's wrong with telenovelas? That's a big moneymaker.
It is a big money, but it seems to have gotten more serious and larger.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of that has come down to the access to streaming services and a lot of international cinema being available to us. Yeah. Audiences are now watching everything with captions, so they're no longer concerned about having to read subtitles because they're watching everything with captions.
That really
now.
Is true. My grandson will watch anything in captions, and whereas I'm still hesitant to watch something in another language. But I think that barrier is gone. I think most people are willing to.
But I think to your point, Paul, in Mexico, telenovelas were very popular when I was growing up as a kid, my aunts, my mom. But it was also a way of educating the community, right? just like films are, wouldn't you say? Last year's film was very impactful, right?
It Jenny
was
show.
It was telling a story about domestic violence, right? I remember sitting in the audience, and I could hear people in the audience literally like crying. It was deep.
Yeah, we definitely got a lot of feedback.
Was deep, right? Yeah. And I, when I watched the film, I was like, wow, this is probably a film. It didn't get as much exposure as it should have. But man, later on, I saw it picked up. Mm-hmm. It really picked up a lot of momentum. And I thought that was cool that you guys brought those actors of that film. So you guys do a really good job of just mixing it up. Mm-hmm. I know earlier we were joking with Paul, of course, the Irish film, right?
There's an Irish spotlight on Sunday night if you want to go see some Irish, including one in the Irish language, which you never see. There is an actual original Irish language that's making a comeback.
And then you also have Brazil.
Yeah. This year we have a Brazil spotlight. Last year, I think, was our first time having it in about 10 years. Last year it was Silvio. This year it is The Secret Agent, starring Wagner Moura. This film premiered at the Cannes Film Festival back in May. I believe it won the jury prize there. It's a great film. It's set in 1970s Brazil.
And would that be in Portuguese?
It is in Portuguese, So it's a great film. It's almost like a love letter to a time where a country was in great turmoil and the people who really risked their lives to make a difference. And it's a great film. I think our audiences are going to love both films.
That's great. Yeah. What other films would you say to anybody listening or watching that they should look forward to or just be excited about? I could tell you're like the film guru, right?
The opening of the film is a big one. It's actually one I've been looking forward to, Blue Moon. Is it Richard?
Yeah, Richard Linklater, yeah.
But who's the, it's about the thing, Rodgers and Hart?
Hammers and...
Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Yeah, Rodgers and Hammerstein, yeah.
Look at this guy. He's got it on. Yeah. He really wants his free ticket, just so you know. He's done his homework.
We'll get you in, don't worry. Look, we'll get him into the after party for Irish Night.
That's the key.
Don't do that. We're going to see some films on social media of Paul over there doing his thing.
Toasting a few.
At Muldoon's.
At Muldoon's Irish pub right there.
That's the one right around
the corner.
That place is, man, it's always.
We have an after party there, for the Irish Night.
I went there last year.
Oh, Paul can't go to that. He's got curfew.
No.
He's got bedtime.
Yeah.
That, but again, it goes back to, I love that you guys
every day
are
is something.
Yes, but you guys are utilizing different businesses in the community, and that helps that business a lot. And it's just that partnership, that collaboration,
and other ethnics. A Korean, you got some amazing Korean film this year.
Yeah, this year our Korean spotlight is No Other Choice. Which is South Korea's submission for the Best International Feature Oscar.
Submission to the Oscars that's going to be shown here. So if you want to, you ever see those when they have the Oscars and they say all these other foreign films that they don't talk a whole lot about that night because they're running long? This is one of them that's been submitted to the Oscars.
We're incredibly excited. We're going to have director Park Chan-wook out to the film. He's going to do a Q&A.
Nice.
That's Wednesday the 22nd. If you're free, please come out. That's going to be a wonderful event.
Do you guys have the same group of every night? Are you guys like... Every day, every night, the whole team? That's pretty amazing.
Pretty much.
Wow. How do you guys do it? That's...
Just no sleep.
That's some fun. It's a lot of work, I'm sure. Yeah. And then there's a lot of... Wow.
It's what the other film was talking about. Weed, rock and roll. And
No, I think the ones I've been to have been a lot of fun. I think a few years back also was I went to the kickoff, and that was really cool. Yeah. Was it Derbez 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah, that was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. That was a lot of fun.
Radical. And he actually was with us, with his wife, so that was wonderful.
I got to meet him. I still have it on my Instagram when I got to meet him and talk to him a little bit. Just really nice guy, really down to earth. Later on, his wife was like hanging with us.
He came to the after party.
Yes.
We were totally at the after party. Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah, super kind. Wanted to meet everyone who was involved in making that night happen. Just wonderful man.
I think it's important we also mentioned that at the after party, the first time I didn't know that you show up to this club and of course everybody's just hanging out, but you have all these really cool sections of food and restaurants and desserts and stuff, and it's just
samples.
It's like you're at Costco on another level.
So that's what we tell everyone, that once you're in, everything is part of our event. It's wonderful. You don't have to worry about anything. We have amazing culinary partners every night, different restaurants,
drink partners,
a lot of amazing drink partners. So we have a great bar going on, a DJ. It's like the best party of the year. I always tell people, a lot of new restaurants that we get to work with, like you said, going back to the businesses, there's restaurants or venues that sometimes our guests come out to and they go, oh, I've never even heard of that restaurant.
Yes.
Or I've never even tried that
tequila.
That tequila.
Yeah, I know we had different tequilas, different years.
So this is just the place, like in this place, that is a Time nightclub. Is that the name of it?
Yes,
Time nightclub.
That's for the Mexican or Muldoon's or the Irish thing. The different location or the Pendry Hotel or any places around, they have the party held. It's all the vendors within the party showcasing their booze and their food and all the other stuff.
It's funny. I was talking to somebody about it the other day that I grew up with. I was telling them about this. And it's so funny because they're like, Time Club. And they had never been there, right? Mm-hmm. And you probably weren't even born yet, Stephanie. When I was in high school, we used to go there. It used to be the Nike store. It was like that club.
Okay.
Was a dome full of everything you can imagine in Nike.
I remember this.
Really? Remember this?
Okay. Yeah.
You
yeah,
remember this?
Really? Okay. In that shopping
you walked
center,
in there so, yeah. And it was like Michael Jordan stuff everywhere. It was like the best of anything you can buy in Nike. So when I'm in that building for the after parties, I'm like, I remember
picturing
the
tattoos.
I was like, the Jordans were here. It was just, it's interesting that now they've converted this into this
huge nightclub.
Really cool nightclub. They've done a really nice job with that. I know last year you guys had Mariachi Divas, right? What are you guys having for entertainment this year? Is it, I don't know if the same ones or not, or what are you guys doing?
We're having mariachi. We're having a folklorico show.
Okay, nice.
And we're having an amazing DJ.
Okay, great.
So
that always makes it a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. By the time everyone comes down from the movie, everyone goes straight to the bites, the drinks, and then it all happens so fast. Before you know it, everyone's on the dance floor.
Yes.
This is what's it called? Triangle Square?
Triangle Square. Yeah.
Over in Coast.
And confetti sometimes. You guys have confetti coming down?
Yeah.
Didn't they have bubbles or something?
Crazy.
Maybe that was just me.
You're in a different party.
I don't know where you're
at the Irish pub.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, and everyone loves it so much that they come back the next day. So Tuesday, we have the European after party, and then Pacific Rim. So sometimes we see the same faces. Because
party
they just,
every night.
Yeah, they just love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So can I make a point, though? You're pushing the party, and that's what sells the tickets, and that's a big part of the fun. I'm a movie buff. You've got incredible, you've got short films. You've got, in fact, one of our show hosts. I got to do a plug.
We plugged in a lot of the films. We're not just talking party.
I got to plug.
What are you talking about? You're the one talking about the Irish pub, not us.
One of our show hosts, Barry Sawitz, his son goes to USC, and he submitted a short film, these little three, four,
he's
five.
He's plugging in his friends.
He's going to be there that on Monday when they're shorts. The point is, you get to see some incredibly up-and-coming
That's what I
filmmakers.
Said earlier, right? Didn't I say that? Good upcoming actors,
what
producers, directors.
What you didn't
directors.
Mention, though, is this is the... And this surprised
26
me.
Years.
No, it's what you didn't mention. What? It's the biggest film festival on the Pacific Coast. There's nothing like this, even up in Santa Monica or other places, bigger than any of them.
You're partying it up for a whole week. Yeah. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I can imagine... I know Stephanie got here earlier, and she was just like... A lot going on.
Stressed out.
Yeah.
We do one event every 3 months. You guys are doing, what, 6-7 events with the opening also?
I know. We always tell people we're doing at least 3-4 events
per day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And times that by 8, so close to 25
And the films go
events.
On all day. It's not just at night. You can go in the afternoon and watch
at various
a film.
Theaters, which I think people should know about. Yeah.
I think 12 screens across 4 theaters. We're at the Starlight Triangle Cinemas. We're at the Regal Big Newport, the Lot Cinemas within Fashion Island, and the Lido Theater, which just reopened last year. We're incredibly excited, but we have films going on all the time.
And are you still partnering up with the whole Cal State Fullerton, the whole team or something like that?
Yeah. We do our collegiate showcase. So Cal State Fullerton, Cal State Long Beach, Biola, LMU, Saddleback College.
That's great.
Yeah.
So. I love that. You guys are bringing all these young college, I don't know what you want to call them, students, interns.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're incorporating in this Newport Beach Film Festival, that's one of the biggest ones out there, right? Mm-hmm. They're getting a taste of what's to come as they're growing in the
Greg
industry.
Doesn't Greg teach a class
in the real
somewhere?
World.
Yeah,
sure.
Greg actually teaches at Cal State Fullerton. He teaches
one of the co-founders of this, on event management, something like that.
Yeah, event management and planning, I believe is what
Wait, there's such
called.
A thing as event management in college?
Can you
so he actually runs like
a whole program
at Cal State Fullerton.
You can learn how to be an event manager. You don't have to just do it on the fly like you've done.
Wait, maybe I should be teaching a class. I've done about 100 golf tournaments.
You're like,
how to run a golf tournament in college and raise $50,000.
Believe it or not, those are important life skills. Yeah.
Big.
And
you mentioned life skills. I just found out that at a local college, they're teaching the new generations how to answer a phone.
Yeah.
Because everybody's texting nowadays, so people don't. answer phones.
We don't learn those things in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his students, actually, I've gotten to work with them the past couple of years, and it's pretty amazing how hands-on they're actually able to be with the festival. So they're reaching out to, like, you've spoken to a couple of our students, to our community partners. They reach out to some of our restaurants. They do as much as we all do. When we're carrying things, they're carrying things. When we're making phone calls, they're making phone calls. So it's a great hands-on program that he runs.
Yes.
If there's any students watching.
No. Hey, shout-outs to them, because...
This is where? Cal State Fullerton?
Yeah, Cal State Fullerton.
Okay. Yeah. And shout-outs to all those people that are part of the team, because it's a lot of work. And not only that, you, I don't want to say hurting, but you're bringing in so many people.
Hurting is the correct word.
Is that the right word? Like, they're arriving, they're checking in, they're walking into the red carpet, you got all these photographers, then eventually the film's going to start, so you're like, all right, the film's going to, let's get in here. Then you got to get people in there,
you got to
party.
Yeah, party
and then afterwards you got to get people over to the other, to the after party. That takes a lot of coordination, takes a lot of work, but with that, it also turns out to be just a beautiful, a great event, and kudos to you guys, really. To your team, to Greg, to the whole team, great job, because I've been going for years, and it's always a blast. It's always a blast. And so how do people get tickets? Just so we don't forget, where do they go? Where do you find tickets?
They're going to go to our website, NewportBeachFilmFest.com. Go right to our homepage. There's going to be a tab that says Get Tickets. It'll take you to our ticketing site.
And again, I can get a ticket just for film?
Just for film.
Or I can go to get a whole night of a showcase and get a bunch of films.
Well, they don't have a senior citizen discount for you, so you know.
They better.
Instead
of an Irish discount.
I'll give it to you, don't worry.
Or you can go get a party, or you can get a pass and just go to everything. And that's truthfully what I've done in the past. I just get a pass.
You get an all-access pass?
That's me, baby.
Wow. Look
He's
at
an
you.
Irish night every night.
That's what happens when you have your own podcast studio. Yeah. All access. OC
VIP.
Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Wow, that is great.
Yeah.
So let's just remind everybody again, it kicks off tomorrow, October 16th. It'll go all the way to the 23rd, right? Tomorrow's like a fun kickoff. Mm-hmm. And then pretty much after that, it's every day, every night.
Every day, films, every night, parties.
And great food.
Great food.
Great drinks. Yeah. And the other thing you got to remember, great networking.
Yeah.
There's a lot of business networking going on, which is something obviously we talk about a lot at the chamber, right? So if you're somebody looking for a job opportunity, an internship, or connecting your business with another business, or whatever it may be, what better than the after party? I've seen, 300-400 people?
We have a great business crowd,
It's opening night party is close to 2,000.
2,000?
Yeah.
For opening night, yeah.
That ticket you're buying is really giving you access to a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is an investment worth doing.
And a great business crowd. Mm-hmm. For the Latin night, we have... You guys, we have the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We have the Mexican Consulate that's with us every year.
Yes.
So a lot of great connections.
Yes, collaborations, right? Partners in the community.
Yeah.
So again, make sure you go to the website. And of course, make sure you get the all-access VIP.
Get that one. Just get it. Don't even think about it.
That
go
Paul
get the
has
all-access.
Because
go every night, every day.
And if you see Paul
party.
Roberts, get a selfie with him. He's one of the celebrities walking around. So do you dress up that day, Paul?
Like I wear a leprechaun outfit.
Stop.
You'll see me.
Anybody else you want to give a shout out to? Any of the other businesses? Just thank them for being involved with you guys.
A lot of sponsors. You got a lot of big sponsors.
You guys got a lot of sponsors, right?
Yeah.
Other than a lot of the restaurants.
We have so many.
It's funny, they're all in my head, but now
go to the website. You're going to see everybody who's supporting the event.
You know what it is?
We have Tito's Vodka, Smart Water.
Yeah.
That's why I'm drinking
Kia
it.
Kia is our presenting sponsor this year.
By the way, my wife loves Smart Water.
Okay.
She would not drink any other water other than Smart Water. And she says she's just, I guess, used to it.
Yeah.
She says that it's...
Alkaline water. It's the best.
There you go.
Helps kill cancer.
But a lot of big names. Tito's has been with us for, as long as I can remember. I used to not even work in the festival, and I remember going, and it was always Tito's everywhere. So they're huge. Shout out to Tito's.
Yeah, Peroni, another one.
Exactly. The restaurants, definitely. Thank you guys for supporting, because I know they're out there working hard hours and giving samples, and you got lines of
they
people.
They love it,
So it's great marketing for them.
And you know what it is? It's one of those events, if you miss it, you're going to kick yourself and say, why wasn't I there? Because people are going to talk about it and say, did you see that party? Did you see that film? Did you see the crowd? And they're going to like, what? I missed it. Yeah. Don't miss it.
I just want to drive by that Irish pub around 1
you
o'clock.
You can't even get into it.
And see you walking out.
Stumbling.
I didn't want to say that. He cut my mic. Did you cut my mic? What's going on? cutting my mic.
No.
First and foremost, thank you guys, Newport Beach Film Festival. Thank you guys for being on the show. Of course, please send Greg all of our best because you guys do a phenomenal job. Again, folks, Thursday, October 16th, which is tomorrow, all the way through Thursday, October 23rd. And also, we want to again thank our sponsors for the month. Of course, Farmers and Merchant Bank, celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. Today's podcast was brought to you by them. We appreciate all their support. Stephanie, and of course, tell Greg I said hello. And most importantly, let your staff know that we appreciate everything you guys are doing because they are also the heart and soul of putting all this together.
Yeah.
And we appreciate Travis. This is the first time I got to meet you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And you guys are welcome back anytime, okay?
Awesome.
Thank Take you. It easy with this guy. Look, he's all excited. He's like that dog with the tail. He can't wait. Look at him. He is so excited.
Yeah. And we always tell people, because I get asked often, what event do you recommend? What do you recommend? And I always say two things. I say, first off, what day are you available? Because a lot of us work during the week. Whatever day you're available, I guarantee you will find an event to be a part of because we have something every day. And my second answer is, what are you into? Are you trying to go to a party? Are you trying to see a certain film?
Yeah.
And we'll have something for you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I recommend it all is the answer.
And I'll plug in the last thing that I think is really cool. When I went the first time, red carpet, all this stuff, photographers, and that was real cool. And I thought, okay, we're going to go in and then we're going to watch the film. I didn't realize the whole popcorn section's open, the snack section's open.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And I'm walking, I'm like, wait, we gotta get some popcorn. We gotta get.
So that's a lot going on. Yeah,
yeah. So it's really cool that that's all part of it too.
Yeah.
It's not just the red carpet, the photographers, and the film.
You know? I love are the films that don't get noticed because I'm a film buff. Yes, the big opening night, big Hollywood productions, big giant Mexican spotlight, Irish spotlight, big films from big countries. It's the little shorts and the documentaries and the other things that somehow slide under the radar that if you're really into films, you get a chance to see stuff that you would never actually see. For example, I'll plug another one. A friend of mine who's got a film in it, Friday night, the thing with skate and surf, I forgot what it's called now here, about the whole history of the skate and surf industry in Orange County.
Oh, the OC effect, I think.
The OC effect, yeah. That's what it's called. That'll be
that,
Friday
That one's
night.
Friday?
That's Friday. That one has several screenings, but I think Friday is its premiere.
I mean, I don't want to. I was never a skater, but I was a GT performer guy on my bikes, and a lot of my buddies were skaters hanging out with us.
And they're literally going to have people from the film there, like the founders of
all these great brands, like Quicksilver and all this, came out of that whole generation, all the surfing,
A lot of them will be there that night because it's a whole night for them to celebrate that industry.
Wow, we might go out Friday night, man. Yeah, and that's next, wait.
That's this coming
this
Friday.
This Friday, in two days.
Yeah.
We wish you guys all the best, all success.
Thank you.
Drink lots of water, stay hydrated.
Water?
That was a sarcastic joke, Paul.
That's what fish swim in.
Thank you all for tuning in to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, where our community is your community. We'll see you all next week again. Thanks, folks.
If that isn't enough to whet your appetite, go to the website and check out more. The NewportBeachFilmFest.com. A lot of stuff. It's the one big community event the community can't wait for each and every year, starting tomorrow night, running for a week. Covered right here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.